Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now, let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the faith factor today. Without faith, it's an impossibility to please God. The scripture says in Hebrews 11 and the 6th verse, Hebrews 11, 6 says this. Let me read it for us to have a better understanding. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him, speaking of God, for he, that is God, that cometh to God, must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Ladies and gentlemen, what is faith? What has been your experience in faith? Are you growing in faith? First and foremost, there must be the placing of faith and trust in the Lordship of Jesus Christ by volitional choice. The telephone number is 904-831-0917, 831-0917. Jesus asked the question, a very important question, in Luke chapter 18, verse 8, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Ladies and gentlemen, we're told in Ephesians 6, 16, to take the shield of faith. Now listen carefully. When we look at the 6th chapter, beginning with verse in Ephesians, the 6th chapter, beginning with verse 10 and following, it talks about that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, wickedness in high places. Talks about put on the whole armor of God. And part of the armor of God is the shield of faith.
Amen.
A shield, Pastor, is something you put in front of you to protect you. Without the faith, there's no protection from the fiery darts of the wicked one that is Satan himself.
Amen.
I don't know about our listeners, but, Pastor, I shudder at the thought of those that have not said yes to Jesus Christ as Savior, of those that do not have a biblical faith. Because without faith, number one, you can't please God. Without faith, you do not have a shield of protection. The scripture calls it taking the shield of faith.
Amen.
Our faith, ladies and gentlemen, is our protection against the wicked one. The faith in God through Jesus Christ is our protection against what Satan wants to. He wants to rob us, discourage us, destroy us, cause us to trip and fall. And ladies and gentlemen, with faith, that gives us the armor, the protection, the shield that protects us from Satan himself. Pastor, how do you respond to that? What do you say?
Well, Dr. Youngblood, when you look at that shield, and I thought about that as you were going down through that explanation, it carries the idea of fighting going forward.
That's right.
We don't have to turn around with the shield and protect our back because God's got our back.
That's right. Amen.
So as long as we got that shield of faith, then the scriptures say we can quench all the fiery darts of the wicked.
That's right.
Every day in life, we have to understand as Christians, we are going to have things hurled at us. Mm-hmm. Whether we think that we are deserving of that or not, I don't know. But a whole lot of times, people tend to lose faith because they'll turn around and ask God, God, why did you allow this thing to happen to me like this? Mm-hmm. But we have to remember that the book of Romans says that there's no temptation overtaken you, but such as is common to man. But God will take the same temptation and make a way of escape for you so that you'll be able to bear it.
Right.
So when we go to the book of Hebrews, and I'm looking at chapter 12 and verse 2, reading down through some of the things that Jesus went through, the scriptures say looking. It didn't say look. When you look, that means you might look one time. Mm-hmm. But looking carries the idea of a steady, constant, fixed gaze.
Continuation.
You have a focus on Jesus as the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of God. This man knew he was going to die, but he still had joy. Why? Because he knew his Father was going to deliver him.
Right.
So if he did that for Jesus, let me encourage you today, he'll do the same thing for you.
Amen. Well
said. Amen.
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 Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your question, comment, dialogue, and discussion on the issue. We're talking about faith. We're talking about biblical faith. We're talking about not intellectual asset to, but we're talking about the actual faith of placing our faith and trust in the finished work of God on Calvary's cross through Jesus Christ. Pastor, I think when we look at faith, we need to look at Hebrews, the 11th chapter. I call it the Hebrews Hall of Faith, not the Hall of Fame, but the Hebrews Hall of Faith. The scripture says of Abraham, for example, in the 8th verse and following, turn to Hebrews 11 and read about verse 8 and read 3 or 4 verses for us.
Amen. Verse 8, by faith, didn't say through, it said by, amen, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went.
Amen. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's use Abraham as one of the prima facie examples of biblical faith. He obeyed God. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8 and following. Number one, he obeyed God. He left where he was to go to where he did not know, but he was simply obeying the voice of God.
Amen. Amen.
Now, Pastor, one of the things that most Christians today do not want to do that. I'm not trying to be a crass, ugly, or in any way divisive in the body of Christ. But multitudes of Christians today that claim that they have biblical faith may be asked to do something. God might move in their hearts to motivate them to do so. But most want to know, well, what's the end result? Where will I go? Where will it be? I've seen so many times through the Bible college and the university that men that have been called to preach are reluctant so often because they don't know where it's going to take them. They don't know where it's going to lead them. They don't know where will what kind of imposition it might put on their lives. They don't know what tomorrow is going to hold. We don't.
Amen.
As Christians,
Amen.
We simply walk by faith, the
Amen.
Scripture says. We're to take on the shield of faith that is for protection, and we're to walk by faith so that as we walk, we have that shield of protection. But Abraham obeyed God.
Amen.
He faithed God. He believed God. God said it. Abraham did it because God said it. He believed it. He obeyed it.
Amen. And then, you know, Dr. Youngblood, sometimes when we look at that verse and if we attempt to exegete a little bit more from that, sometimes God has to call you out from around some things that are surrounding your life so that you can get the blessing that he has really set aside for you. Mm-hmm. Sometimes he has to call you out from around people, circumstances, things, even sometimes the place of your birth and nativity. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of those things, a lot of times, are not good for you, and they only hinder you from getting what God has set aside for you.
Amen.
When you look at Abraham, I'm sure he loved his father.
Yes.
But the Bible says he called Abraham out, and when Abraham left, he left his father and his family to go into a place where he didn't even know where he was going.
That's right.
Now, let me tell you something. If you tell country boy to go somewhere, or you're telling me, asking me, rather, would you go to I ain't never been to California before.
I don't
put it that
go.
Way. I've never been. I'm not sure if I want to go with
Land of Fruits and Nuts.
Gavin Usiah Newsom today. I'm not sure if I want to be involved.
That's right.
You
know?
but I don't know how to get there. Mm-hmm. I would be reluctant to take a journey to attempt to go to a place and I don't know where I'm going.
That's it.
I don't know the people there. I don't know the customs there. Abraham did that because he believed God, and the scriptures say God gave him credit, or he accounted that to him for righteousness.
And his camel did not have a GPS on it.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
He didn't have a roadmap.
Amen.
He just simply, if you would put it in the Youngblood vernacular, got on his camel and started riding. God said it. That settled it. He did it. Ladies and gentlemen, that's faith. That's faith. It goes back to God said it. That's God's word. So where do we get that today? It's through the word of God. Pastor, take your Bible, if you would, and we have this, wanted to cover this later, but let's jump into this now. Romans, the 10th chapter, begin with about verse 14 and read for us. Romans chapter 10, verse 14 and following. It talks about how we get that faith. Keep in mind, now we're making a leap from the Hebrews 11 text where Abraham believed God, obeyed God, followed God, didn't know where he was going, but he got on his camel and rode. Anyway, now the scripture doesn't say he got on his camel and rode.
Amen.
But
amen.
He obeyed God. He left where he was. And so that was following the word of God. And today, God doesn't speak to us audibly as he did to Abraham. But how does God speak to us, Pastor? Read that text.
Amen. How then, verse number 14, shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
So faith cometh by through dia, it's the doorway. Faith cometh through the doorway of hearing the word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, let me just do a little digression here. We live in an era today where there's a great apostasy. There's a falling away. Churches are closing across America every day. And it's as a result of the falling away. And the falling away, many have some way believed that I can sit on the couch and still worship. I can sit on the couch and still be blessed. I can sit on the couch and watch it online or listen to it online, and I do not have to be in church. Ladies and gentlemen, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by dia, through. The little Greek word dia is the word through. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Abraham heard God, obeyed. As we are in the worship services, God speaks through the exegeting of the word of God, the expository preaching and teaching of the word of God, that he can find fertile soil in the faithful hearts of hearers to be obedient to what it says. The question is, are you obedient to the word of God? An evidence of faith in God is being obedient to the word of God. Now, Pastor, going back to Hebrews 11th chapter, I'm just going to quickly salve over or very quickly run over a few of the verses. For example, beginning with verse 17 and following, it talks about, by faith Abraham offered Isaac as a sacrifice because he believed God. Now, what did he believe? He believed that God, Abraham literally believed that if he offered Isaac as a sacrifice, that is, if he killed his son, that God would raise him back up.
Amen.
That's the kind of faith that he had. He believed that. Now, he didn't have to kill his son. God sent a sacrifice. But, ladies and gentlemen, he did that believing God. He was willing to offer his son by faith, believing God. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob, the scripture says. By faith, Joseph faithed God, believing that God promises. By faith, Moses was hidden, that is, protected, because he was a beautiful child. By faith, Moses chose to suffer affliction and walk with the people of God rather than the pleasures of sin for a season,
Amen.
The scripture says. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to be blessed and understand and grasp the fullness of the doctrine of faith and what faith does, study the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 11, again, I say, is the Hebrews hall of faith.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, by faith, Moses chose to be with the people of God, rather than to suffer with his people, i.e. those that he grew up with, that were not God-fearers, God-believers.
Amen. Amen.
The scripture says clearly that he was willing to suffer affliction with the people of God rather than the pleasures of sin for a season.
Amen. Amen.
We could search the scriptures over and over and over, Pastor, and I don't believe there'd be any greater repertoire of heroes of the faith than you find in the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews.
Amen. And you know, Dr. Youngblood, you can go to Hebrews 11 and 4, and I like the first two verses in there.
Yes.
Because it warns us. Let this be a warning to you today that are listening against unbelief.
Yes.
Because Hebrews 4 and 1 says, "Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us," now we're not talking about Israel, amen, mm-hmm. "but unto us," the New Testament church,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm, "was the gospel preached as well as unto them," the people from the previous generations, in other words. "But the word preached," and if we go back, how many times Moses told them to obey the word of God, "the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it."
Yes.
So when we mix the word of God with the faith that he supplied us with, that's when we get positive results.
That's the faith factor.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen.
I believe we have Shane on the line. Shane, go over the question or comment, please.
Hello, Dr. Youngblood. Can you hear me?
I can hear you well. Thank you for calling.
Okay. Yes, sir. Brother Davis, good to hear you. Good to listen to you.
Good morning.
All
thank
you. You do on this program.
Thank you.
I wanted to mention something. Sometimes in our walk, and we face spiritual warfare, we are challenged to a point to where the law of man violates the law or crosses, goes against the word of God. Mm-hmm. And if we're not strong in our faith, we may bend to that, and we have to be very, very careful about that. And I think of Psalms 56:11. It says, "In God have I put my trust, I will not be afraid of what man can do unto me."
Amen.
And then Acts 5:29 also says, Peter and the other apostles answered and said, "We ought to obey God rather than men." And although we are required to obey the laws of the land and adhere to the laws of the land, there's coming times, especially now in these perilous times that we live, when the laws of man are violating and going against the word of God. And we have
yes.
to decide, and it really shouldn't be a decision, but it's a precarious situation that you may be put into. And that's where your faith really comes in, and you have to know that you have to stand on the word of God, even if it goes against the law of man.
Amen. Well stated, well said. Point
Amen.
Made. Absolutely. And it takes the word of God through the work of the Holy Spirit to give us discernment in those conditions, in those days, in those situations, to make the decision that says, I'm going to faith God, trust God, even though I can't see the end result, even though I can't understand it, I'm still going to, as Abraham, obey God and be obedient to him and not to what the laws of man might say or the rules and guidelines of the government might tell us. Shane, that's a well-stated point made. Thank you so much for your insight and for your call today.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much. Pastor Davis, how do you respond to what Shane was saying? What are your thoughts and your take on that?
Well, when we look at the things, again, pertaining to what we have to deal with in life, again, as citizens of the kingdom of heaven, God, we owe our allegiance first to God. And we have to understand that anytime the laws of man or the rules of man come in conflict with the word of God, we are under no obligation to obey it.
And we're to because, keep on faith in God.
Amen. Amen. That faith must stay alive with along with our hope and our trust
yes.
in God. Because I understand what Brother Shane is saying. I faced quite a few times, a number of, I faced those things quite a few times in my life before.
Mm-hmm. We all do.
But I had to make a conscious decision that no matter what the outcome, I was going to trust God to deliver me.
Amen. That's the key to it.
So right that's there. Where we have to be. We have to put that full trust and confidence. Faith is confidence. It is the substance. When we look at substance, that means that something is there. Mm-hmm. It's the substance,
seen.
Amen, of things hoped for. When we look at hope, we're talking about that blessed assurance. It's
right.
not an empty hope.
Right.
It's not wishful thinking. It's knowing
that's right. it's
that
hope.
God
it's
is there.
Hope.
And when we look at evidence, Dr. Youngblood, a lot of times they can't even have a proper court trial without evidence.
That's right. Right.
So the evidence that we have on today, if we even look at the scriptures to say that we trust and believe that that's the word of God, we have the apostles, the testimony of the apostles. We have the written word of God. We have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We have so many visible mm-hmm. evidences that's before us today that we can put our full trust and confidence in, knowing that the word of God said, and if we go down through this faith chapter, the hall of faith that we're reading now, many people received simply because they believed and trusted in God.
That's it. It is trust and obey.
Amen.
In fact, going back to the statements that Shane made was so relevant to what we're saying today, because the source of our faith is the word of God. We read that just now in Romans 10, 14 through 17. But we're also to walk by faith. That's what he was touching on. And turn in your Bible, if you would, Pastor, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7. 2 Corinthians 5, 7. It is very, very clear that we are to walk by faith.
Amen.
Walk has the connotation, the understanding of a progression going forward.
Amen.
And if we're to progress by going forward, we do so taking step by step by step, day by day, by faith. What does the scripture say on that?
Amen. So look at what he says. He said, for we walk by faith, not by sight. And listen to that number, verse number 8 now, because we're talking about
yes.
trust and confidence.
Yes.
Verse number 8 says, we are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Why? Because the word of God says that.
That's right.
So why can't we put confidence in that? Dr. Youngblood, if I believe I read this Bible right, from Genesis chapter 1 all the way through, anytime God wanted something done, all he did was spoke the word.
That's right.
His word caused everything to be. Mm-hmm. Even when we look at the trees didn't come from a seed.
They spoke into existence.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Even when we look at the planets, the atmosphere, everything all around us, all of these things were created by a spoken word. Mm-hmm. So if that word was that powerful from that time, if we look at the time that we're living in right now, God's word has not lost its power.
Still has the same power, and we have to walk by that faith in the word of God.
Amen. Faith. So we can trust in
it. We can trust it.
The
Amen. Source of faith is the hearing of the word, i.e. God speaking. Preach word. Abraham heard it audibly. We hear it through the still small voice of the Holy Spirit through the preached word. We're to walk by faith. And the scripture says, this is a powerful, powerful text, Pastor. The scripture says, turn to Romans 1:17. The just shall live by faith. We are to have the source of faith is the word of God, obeying what God's word says. We're to walk by faith. We're to have the shield of faith. And we are to live by faith.
Amen.
Read that in Romans 1:17.
Amen. Now, listen, let's back up just one verse, verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith.
That is a powerful verse. In fact, if anybody wants to go back in the church fathers and find the name Martin Luther. Martin Luther believed that to please God, he had to abuse the body. He would climb up staircases with rocks, broken glass, and shards on the staircases to have his knees, his elbows, and his legs and arms just bleeding. He was doing that in what was called the flagellation of the body in order to please God. And in the study of the scripture, he found Romans 1:17. By the way, that's stated in Romans 1:17, Galatians 3:10 and 11, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38. Three places. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 3 and 4, the fourth place. But Martin Luther discovered that the just shall live by faith. And he said it was a weight off his mind, off his body, a weight off his heart, that he realized that you can't work to please God. You must just faith him, trusting him. The just shall live by faith. So we're to walk by faith. We're to receive faith by the obeying the word of God. We're to walk by faith. The just shall live by faith. That is, ladies and gentlemen, each and every day that you get up, every morning when I awaken, as I take a step to even get dressed and to be prepared for the day, it is a faith step. We do not know what holds tomorrow, but we do know who holds all of the tomorrows.
Amen.
And Pastor, we need to wrap up on this. Let me read 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6 and following. The Apostle Paul speaking, he's lived a rich life. He has lived a difficult life standing for the Lord. He says, For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give to me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Ladies and gentlemen, the Apostle Paul says, I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. And as a result of that, there's laid up that treasure, that eternal treasure. There's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give to me that day, and not to me only, but all of those that love his appearing. So, ladies and gentlemen, biblical faith, according to 1 John chapter 5, verse 4, biblical faith can overcome the world.
Amen.
And when it says that in 1 John 5, 4, it's talking about overcoming the works of the world, the cosmos, all of that that is against us through the satanic, demonic lures. We can overcome that by faith in the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I finish with these words, Pastor Davis. The faith that falters before the finish had a fatal flaw at the first.
Amen.
Make sure, ladies and gentlemen, that you've placed your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, in God himself, not in government, but in what God's word says, and obey God's word. Pastor Davis, thank you so much for being with us today.
Amen. Thank
Ladies
you so much,
Dr. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on the broadcast. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as, once again, we face the issue.
Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.